Well, Tommy, 1-1 it finished, 1 point. You could have made an argument for all three.
Yeah, absolutely. I think both teams probably could have. I thought anybody who'd been dropped in here and asked to pick the team who was in second and the team who was in eighth at the start of the day would have found it very difficult to split us. We had a definite game plan that we haven't had recently, and I changed the shape to counter a very direct side. And I know the way they play, it's effective, but I think packing the back end in the first half, I wanted to go in with no goals against. We did, and we came out, put our game on them, got ourselves in front. I was disappointed that we conceded a set play, but, you know, in fairness, 1-1's probably about right. Steve will probably, you know, hanker to think that he should have got the three, but I could also lay claim to that as well with the chances, the good chances we missed it, 0-0.
Yes. I thought also that there was an atmosphere among the crowd that was really rooting for you. And I noticed that on Tuesday night as well. And you seem to have got, you know, the locals back on side.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping I never had them offside, to be honest with you. I think the brand of football we try to play here is pleasing on the eye. We tend to score goals more often than not in our home games, definitely. And we're on a great run. You know, we've only lost one game in about 20-odd, I think it is. So people keep looking at the negative side of not winning a game but drawing, but you've got to look at the glass being half full as far as I'm concerned. We're competing on a different level to them, and by the self-admission, they want to and should get promoted out of this league. Now, if you finish above them this year, I think you will get promoted. So I've got all the respect in the world for their management and their coaching staff. They're great people, Steve Brown and Steve Gritt. But sometimes I think they've got to wind the necks in at the higher level, because they've self-proclaimed that they're going to win this league, and then when people rub their noses in it by not letting them take 3 points away, then they've got to accept that.
And that's a pressure, I suppose, that you haven't got.
Well, I haven't got that, but I self-impose myself with pressure, and I want to improve on last season. I want to improve the way we play the game. I want to improve the points we get. I want to be tighter at the back. I want to score more at the front. So pressure is self-imposed as far as I'm concerned, and make no doubts, I don't want to stand still. I don't want to stand still, or you certainly don't want to go backwards, because that is standing still in my eyes. As long as we've got our front foot, you know, on the front foot, then I'll be pleased. And if that means the progression this year is making it into the top eight or the top five, hopefully, then that'd be great. But I'm not setting targets. You know, I've got five lads of that 16. Don't get paid a penny. Don't get paid a penny. And I want people to know that. I'm not whinging about how much I've got to spend in comparison to anybody else. None of my business what everybody else spends. But I know what we spend, and I know for where we are and what we're doing, we are punching well above our weight.